It's now 6:43 and you're listening to CBC Radio 1 at 90.9 FM in Quesnel. That's where Mike Gilson is a rancher. He lives just southeast of Quesnel. And he says he's lost over $65,000 worth of cattle to wolves in the past year. He joins us now on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Talk to us about how many cattle you've lost.
Well, last year it was 40-some odd head, 28 calves, 11 yearlings and 3 cows. This year we're looking at probably half again that many.
Already.
Or double already.
At this point. I mean, that sounds like a lot of cow. How big is your herd?
We've got 350 cows on the one range that is a problem.
So it's a pretty big proportion of your herd.
Yeah, it's huge.
How much work do you think you put into the cows that you've lost?
It's probably right now 50% of the workload on this place for three people. It's huge.
What does that really mean for your bottom line?
Probably there won't be much of one this year.
Mm-hmm. How are these wolves getting to the cows?
Well, they've basically been pushed out because of no other food source. There is very little wildlife in parts of the Caribou right now.
How are they actually getting onto your land?
These cattle right now are on Crown Range.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter. As the cows come home in the fall, like last fall, the cattle came in, the wolves followed them. They're right to the hay fields by the house.
Can you tell me how you know that it's wolves?
You hear them howl. You see the tracks. By the damage done to the cattle that are found dead.
Mm-hmm. Are other farmers in the area having similar issues?
On this side of the Quesnel River in this area, I'm the sole rancher. There are no other cattle out here.
You mentioned a shortage of wildlife in the area. Can you dig into a bit of what the conversation and concerns that farmers have there around that are?
I don't quite follow how you're...
When you say there's a shortage of wildlife, how does that connect to the issue that you're having?
Well, as the food source has disappeared, mm-hmm. These wolves have been basically shifted over into being cattle dependent. I mean, a wolf is going to eat. If there's no moose, no deer, they're going to eat beef. And, I mean, they've swapped over.
From your perspective as a rancher, what would you like to see happen?
I would like to see a management program on problem predators to where they're dealt with. We've had Band-Aid fixes for years. It's backfired. Like in this case, if there is a pack of wolves that are dealing with cattle predation, that pack needs to be removed. It's not happening. Like, we're having partial pack removal. That's fragmenting packs. It's creating more wolves that are problem wolves, and it's a snowball effect. I mean,
is it one pack in particular? Or do you know sort of what the scale of the wolf issue is in your region?
No, this out here is it's more than one pack. There's smaller packs. These wolves have been changed to where they really don't have a pack structure. It's manipulation by people.
What have you done, I guess, is there anything you can do to prevent this yourself?
You try to deal with it. Short of shutting down a ranch. Right now I've got a couple of professional trappers hired on my paycheck. Like a lot of people seem to think that ranchers are calling for a cull or an eradication program. We're not. Mm-hmm. You know, we're asking for problem wolves to be managed properly. The end result, if that is achieved, is less wolves are going to be taken out than are going out right now on these partial pack removals.
Why do you think there are these gaps that you see in the wildlife management strategy in that area? Where is it coming from? What's the source of this issue?
Well, it's bureaucratical and political. I mean, you have the uneducated voter that are telling politicians that no, we can't kill wolves. They're all warm, fuzzy, and huggable, and that's not realistic. There's really no wildlife decisions being made. They're just being chucked around.
At the end of the day, what needs to change for you to continue ranching? Is this putting your business at risk?
Sure it is. I mean, there's no way that you can throw away $65,000 one year or $100 the next. I mean, no, it doesn't work.
So what will you do?
What will I do? Our district range manager last spring was told that we were not going to turn cattle on this range. After sitting down with a paper and going through the numbers, the alternative would have been just as expensive to have moved them somewhere else and paid for pasture as to put them out, so we rolled the dice and turned them out again. Next year, I'm not going to go through this.
Mike, thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Okay, thank you.
Mike Gilson is a rancher from Southeast Quesnel. We reached him by phone this morning, and CBC reached out to various government authorities about this issue. We did not receive a response yet. However, the BC Cattlemen's Association has confirmed that Quesnel ranchers encounter many problem wolves preying on their cows. And we do want to hear from you on this. What do you think should be done, of course, to manage BC wolves, this ongoing conversation here in BC? Have you experienced this issue yourself on your farm, or are you experiencing issues with wildlife in your region? Email daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. You can also call our listener line 1-866-340-1932 and, of course, on social media at Daybreak North.